You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, listeners. Welcome back. My name is Sarah Parakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And it is... We are officially... so close to TFBCon, and we are beyond excited to invite you to our hometown of Columbus, Ohio. And when Annette and I are putting together the content for the event, we wanted to come up with a theme. And right now, we are getting emails from you, DMs from you, any way you can get a hold of us. We're hearing that, you know, the market is shifting, it's different, and you're really wanting to figure out how to own your short-term rental business in the way that works well for you and your family and your goals. So we've named the conference, obviously TFBCon, but it's Own Your Future. And so every speaker that we have is coming to speak on a topic that will truly help you take ownership of your hospitality business. You don't have to rely on Airbnb, although it will continue to be an amazing tool in our tool belt. And so all through the month of August, we're going to bring some of our speakers on to the podcast and share a little bit about what they're going to speak on, obviously provide you value here on the podcast.
Get you hyped.
But get you hyped to come and hear them speak and connect with them in person in Columbus. Real quick, a little bit about TFBCon. When you get to Columbus, Ohio, whether you fly in or you drive in, there's a ton of drivable destinations around Columbus.
Horse and buggy.
Whichever way
train.
You get here. If you fly in,
bus.
Once you land, you are a 10-minute Uber ride from the airport to the hotel. Once you get to the hotel, there is so many restaurants and cafes and shops, and these are locally owned, really amazing spots for you to enjoy while in Columbus. So you're not going to need to rent a car, and you're going to
be with all your hosting friends
and buddies, and you can really just have, obviously, connect at the conference with all that conversation, but then, of course, take the learning offsite with the fellow hosts and connect there. But with that, today we're going to chat with you about the woman who we've brought on as TFBCon's MC. So Ashley Nobles is going to be our MC. She's going to be there for the opening night party and for both days, but she's also going to keynote. What has you so excited about her keynote, Annette?
Because this is something that every single listener of the podcast, every single attendee at the event, whether you have your primary residence, your short-term rental, your friends, family, everyone can participate in this opportunity that Ashley is going to not only bring to the show today, but really dig in deep on at our event. So let's talk a little about Ashley's expertise. Ashley is an interior designer, real estate investor, business coach, and short-term rental superstar that specializes on the location rental side of the short-term rental industry. Since 2015, so she's been doing this for a very long time, and she's got a ton of tested strategies to get you success as quickly as possible. She's hosted thousands of photo shoots, events, meetings, film productions, worked with influencers and content creators across multiple properties, serving guests such as Google, Netflix, Facebook, and many more. And before you count yourself out from these opportunities because you live in wherever USA, Ashley's going to talk about that on the podcast and how you have opportunity. And we know this to be true because even in the middle of Ohio, nowhere Ohio, not even Columbus, like literally like, I don't even know the county's name, to be honest. We were able to work with a production to use a short-term rental of ours and to create content. So her online courses and coaching programs have helped over 5,000 people create 6- and 7-figure success stories by starting location rental businesses of their own. It is still a very hot industry that you can partake in.
And I believe it is the future. Sarah and I, during this episode, talk a little bit about how we have just recently used location rental. And I think that this is something that if you haven't done it, you're going to want to do it. And the last but not least about Ashley, I will never forget sitting with my mom over the holidays watching, yes, one of those Hallmark movies about like the dog holiday or whatever. And I look up and I'm like, Mom, that's my friend Ashley's place with the Hallmark movie. So like, I just had a little moment where I was like freaking out that the movie was filmed at her house. It was really, really fun moment. So, but let's get on to the episode, Sarah.
Ashley, welcome back to the show. We are so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here. Good to see you both again.
All right, listeners, we have to start this episode off though with a little story because Ashley is tuning in from Boston. She normally lives in Southern California. And Ashley, can you just really quick, because it's so good, why are you in Boston?
Live from Boston. So I actually won this trip on The Price is Right a few months ago. And yeah, I won two trips. I won a trip to Boston and then I won a trip to Fort Lauderdale and a mini bar, believe it or not. So that is coming in the mail. But yeah, a girlfriend of mine invited me on The Price is Right back in, gosh, like April. We went, I randomly got selected, went up there, met Drew Carey, played the game, and fast forward, I'm in Boston now. So happy to be here though with you guys.
We just love that. And listeners, we're not just saying that because like, super cool. Who do you, I mean, you're actually the second person I know that won something on Price is Right. I used to work with a guy that won a car on Price is Right randomly, but he was trying hard. Like he had the t-shirt, he was going for it. But listeners, the reason that I wanted Ashley to bring that up is Ashley's going to be the MC of our conference, and she is really excited because we're going to do some games, and they're going to make sure that you, the attendees, are going to be winning some things. And so it was just fun to know that Ashley's recording this while she was the winner on Price is Right. So if that has been a dream of yours, go for it. Maybe you can make it happen.
You never know what will happen. So listeners, we've been in talks with Ashley for a little while now. She's agreed to not only be the MC of TFEcon 2023, which again is happening this September 24th through 26th. You still have some time to grab your early bird tickets. Plus, you probably heard an ad about another code that you could use to stack on some discounts there. So the time is now to buy your ticket. But we wanted to bring Ashley onto the podcast because Ashley is not only going to MC the event with her amazing personality and her deep knowledge of the furnished rental industry. And I said the word furnished rental very purposefully because Ashley is known for a particular niche of furnished rentals that we're going to talk a little bit about the podcast today because she's also going to keynote about this very topic because I know a lot of us right now are feeling that market shift, wanting to get creative with our furnished rentals. And overnight stays are not the only thing you can do inside your rental to be profitable. So Ashley, share with us a little bit about, kind of gave a little intro, but
about who you are, how you got into furnished rentals, and a little bit more about this niche that you have become the expert in.
Absolutely. I could talk about this stuff all day. So I actually got started, my husband Brett and I, he's not with me, but we actually got started in short-term rentals in general back in 2015. Started off with overnights, right? So we started off with Airbnb and quickly transitioned to what we popularize the term as location rentals. So very similar, but it caters to a little bit of a different demographic and a different type of guest. But a lot of the hospitality aspects are the same. You just have guests coming to your spaces during the day and you're charging them on an hourly basis. Now, the term location rentals is a broader term that pretty much caters to anything and everything. Anybody coming into your spaces, which can be a residential space, right? Or a commercial space, but any use, right? So for events, small and large events like parties, dinner parties, bridal showers, all the way up to big conferences. And you also have meetings. So corporate offsite meetings where people can come and use your spaces, as well as film production, which is kind of the sexier, fun, you know, really awesome side of the location rental industry, where anyone from a small influencer to a big budget movie or television series or commercial would come and rent your space for a few hours, a few days, but they're typically only there during the day. Now, the really cool thing about location rentals is you can do it in any type of market. A lot of people think, oh my gosh, you know, this is probably only going to be effective or really profitable or successful in big markets like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago. What about, I'm in Idaho, is that going to work for me? And the answer is yes. We have been doing this since 2015. We teach people how to do this, coaches. We have an online course. We've helped over 5,000 people from all over the world, all throughout the country, small towns and bigger markets alike, be really successful with this niche in short-term rentals. And it's a lot of fun. You can get really creative if you're into, you know, interior design, if you like events, if you like meetings, if you just like hospitality in general and really opening up your space to have people in there to have a good time. It's a lot of fun. And of course, there's lots of money to be made, but you can get really creative, which I love. You can kind of go into whatever direction you want that suits your lifestyle, your financial goals, your property even. So there's a lot of flexibility, which is why we love it and why we're so passionate about helping other people learn how to do it well.
For all the listeners, like Ashley is from Columbus, Ohio. It's why she's also near and dear to our heart. We did not know her while she lived here, but that's okay. We're Buckeyes at heart. So, and her husband moved to LA. Your first property though, you were doing overnight stays. You were doing Airbnb. And can you talk about going from Airbnb and then that first hit of like a location rental? And I know you'll really get into this most likely at our event, but you know, that transition, and because it's so much different with an hourly rate versus a nightly, but talk to us about going from Airbnb to a location rental and how that happened. Was it 100% Airbnb and then you've just flipped the script, or you were doing both of them? How did the transition happen?
We started off with Airbnb and we've been doing that for about 6 months or so. It's going really well. You know, our occupancy was great. Booking rate was really good. We had a guest, and this is back before we had self-check-in with our Airbnb. So I was checking everybody in and out, and I was checking out a guest. His name was Isaac. I will never forget. And he pulls me aside. He's handing over the keys. He's like, oh my gosh, I loved your space. I had a great time. You know, thank you so much. But I had a question for you. Have you ever considered opening up this space for photo shoots? I'm a photographer. I need to shoot some content to update my portfolio. And this place gets great lighting. I just love the design of it. I think it's perfect. It's got great energy. Do you guys ever open this up for photo shoots? And at the time, I was not familiar with location rentals at all. We were very new to short-term rentals in general, you know, only having done Airbnb for about 6 months. So I knew nothing. We knew nothing about this. But at that moment, a little light bulb kind of went off and I'm like, huh, I mean, I'm not opposed. And so he's like, okay, great. Well, you know, what would you charge me if I just wanted to shoot here from like 8 to 5 today, or, you know, a certain day that we would set up? And I'm like, I don't know, $500. And at the time, he looks at me kind of crazy. And I thought it was because I way overcharged him, right? And keep in mind, we were charging $100 a night. This is way back in 2015 for an overnight fee. So I'm like, $500. But I wasn't charging him enough, turns out. But he's like, all right, I'll pay you $500. Fast forward, we started charging around $150 an hour for that size shoot. And it was probably like 5 to 10 people max between models, photographer, any other crew members that he had. And that's kind of where it took off. It was that one interaction with Isaac. We started doing some research. We started finding other platforms to post on, other ways to market our space effectively. And fast forward, we grew to multiple properties, scaled to a seven-figure business, and now we teach people how to do it. But that's how it started, all just within our Airbnb with a guest who pretty much changed the trajectory of our business model.
Do you think that listeners that are paying attention right now, that a little light bulb is going off for them? How easy is it if you wanted to do both? I want to do overnight stays and I want to test location rentals. Is that possible? Is that an easy thing to transition from hourly to overnight?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of Airbnb or experienced Airbnb hosts who are familiar with overnights or even direct bookings have an advantage because you have a furnished space, you have experience servicing guests, giving them that five-star experience, you understand that side of the business. And so transitioning into location rentals is really, I won't say it's really easy, but it's not going to be as complicated as if you're brand new to the game in general. So you have a good edge there. But as far as what we call the hybrid model, so doing overnights and doing location rentals, you're in the driver's seat, right? You're in complete control of your business. So you can turn it up, you can turn it down, you can turn it on, you can turn it off to your preference. I think taking a slower approach in the beginning is the wise, you know, smart thing to do just to get your feet wet. But for markets where, let's say, seasonality is a huge factor, where you have really, really slow periods for overnights, or you live in a market where it's like a vacation town, and then the other 9 months of the year, it's a little bit slower, that's going to be where you can really rev up on location rentals and start taking daytime offsite meetings, daytime photo shoots, events on the weekends. Or if you're in a market where you have slower, you know, maybe you're very busy on weekends, but your weeks are a little bit dead or they're a little bit slower, it's a great model to turn on. And you're listing on all these different platforms. There's lots of different marketing strategies and resources you can use to put your space out there to get them booked for these hourly bookings. But taking a hybrid approach is definitely doable. You definitely have to stay organized, stay on top of your calendar. But if you start to consider, okay, in most cases, you can take your night rate. So for us, for example, our nighttime rate was $100 an hour at that time. We initiated our business taking that overnight rate and making it our hourly rate. So you can kind of start to do some calculations in your mind and say, huh, okay, if I'm getting, you know, your occupancy doesn't have to be as high with location rentals because your profit is a lot higher. The cash flow is a little bit higher. But taking a hybrid approach is definitely effective. It's just all about staying organized, staying on top of your calendar, and understanding, you know, your cleaning folks and everything, getting those SOPs in place. But very doable, very profitable, very, very fun, very busy, but definitely doable for sure.
Hosts, don't let hosts pay full price for their short-term rental decor, furniture, or supplies. They just don't. But don't worry. If you are, we got you covered. We'd love to introduce you to Manoan. Manoan has partnered up with over 200 brands to give us hosts direct access to steep discounts. These are brands like CB2, West Elm, Article, Pollywood. If you haven't heard of them, they have amazing outdoor furniture. And also Fellow. We love their electric kettles. But there is so much more.
And instead of signing up for 200-plus trade discount programs, all you need to do is join Manoan. For free, get approved, make sure you just show up as the caring, thoughtful host you already are and you'll be in, and then you can shop from one website and track all your purchases and deliveries in one centralized place.
Sarah, I know you love the one centralized place instead of having 15 different tabs open trying to figure out when that shipment's going to end up at the front door.
Absolutely.
And if you help spread the good word, you can earn credits towards your next Manoan order. Talk about a win, 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 all the wins. So head on over to ManoanExperience.com to learn more. That's Manoan, M-I-N-O-A-N, Experience.com, and tell them TFE sent you.
Let's talk about your TFVCon keynote. What are you going to share there about location rentals that people can't get here on the podcast? Give us a little like high level sneak peek into, and I'll tell you listeners you this, when we were talking to Ashley about being our MC and delivering our keynote, she like insisted on the keynote, number one, happening. And then two, she's like, I'm going to make this juicy.
as I can. Like, I want my keynote to be enough of a reason to come to TFEcon. So share with us a little bit, Ashley, about what an attendee could walk away with after attending your keynote.
Absolutely. And it's because I'm so excited about this. I'm so passionate about it. And I think everyone needs to know about hourly rentals and location rentals, just because it's such an awesome opportunity that I think it's overlooked a lot. So I get really excited. But really, I really want to dig into, and I really want to talk about just the opportunity with the types of bookings that you can attract as a short-term rental host with spaces, the types of spaces you can try to seek out if you are in the acquisition phase of your business, or you're ready to start, open up another space or multiple spaces, how to target the right spaces that can be super profitable for you. But I really want to dig into the types of bookings that you can bring in, the types of clients that you can host in your spaces. Since Brett and I started back in 2015, we've seen tens of thousands of bookings at this point. We've seen everything from, we've hosted Super Bowl commercials. We've hosted big brand names like Nike, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Lifetime movies. And these payouts are very big. They're pretty significant. A lot of our students, a lot of the people that we coach, your overhead, your mortgage, your rent on a property can be paid in a single day with one single booking. And it's a really exciting thing to start thinking about. If you're a numbers person, if you're business minded, you're like, wow, I mean, just the profitability alone, but the opportunity to network and really just meet a lot of amazing people is endless. So I get really excited to talk about that and how easy it is to get started, especially if you have an existing space. But if you own property or rent property, there's a lot of opportunity doing arbitrage as well. There's a lot of co-hosting opportunity. There's just so much flexibility with this business model that it is too good not to talk about. So I've got a lot planned and I'm kind of bursting at the seams. I don't want to give too much away right now, but there's a lot to talk about, a lot to learn. And I'm hoping I can cram it into my slot, actually. So
no,
really excited.
Well, the good news is Ashley's going to be with us the whole entire time there. And I know she will be also mixing at all of our parties and hanging out with everybody. One thing I do want to mention, listeners, you probably heard Ashley say, like, they have a course. Well, they are retiring that course. So I don't want you to think, oh, we don't need to come to the conference because I'm going to join their course later. Well, they've been doing it for quite some time. They are just going to close doors to that so they can focus on just emceeing our event. Just joking. But I want people to know that, like, this, we'll share a small story just about location rentals. Is that Sarah and I just did an hourly location rental in Portland, and it was for a photo shoot. And again, it was from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We were in and out with mm-hmm. our lovely, we did have a team. So there was, I think, probably 8 of us in there. Mm-hmm. But trust me, when we saw our American Express bill at the end of that location rental, we were like, what are we doing?
Because, Ashley, help. Please
because
help.
We like, first of all, and hopefully we'll have that host on the show at some point in time too, because literally we were following along of her day. It was their primary. So listeners, this is something I wasn't anticipating giving this hot tip out, but the location rental that Sarah and I just rented, it was their primary residence. So maybe when you're at TFEcon, maybe there's this whole, maybe you have a partner that has a little resistance to, like, I don't want anybody else sleeping on my bed, or I don't want to go overnight. Our host there, she was very clear that this was their home, which was unbelievable.
Stunning.
Unbelievable. Actually, you guys will see pictures from their property on our website soon, but she said that her and her husband, you know, it is their number one asset, and it was just paining them that there wasn't any income coming from that part of their portfolio. And she had actually taken a hiatus. She was an interior designer and she needed to take a break. But again, they needed to fill in some of her income. And again, they just, it was like so painful that there was that their primary residence was only money ever going out. So she started doing location rentals. And she said it, I mean, we watched her on her story that day. She was out shopping. She was like, had to leave the house for the day. And she needed to get back in because her daughter had like a recital that night and we were out. And so she just really opened our eyes to, oh my gosh, if you have any sort of space, even land, you know, there are people out there looking. Again, Sarah and I are from Columbus, Ohio. We flew to Portland for this specific event. And did that location rental. You think when she put that up, she was like, oh, I think there's going to be two girls from Columbus, Ohio here needing a place to shoot content. So I just want to offer that up. That was a great way for her to have her primary residence on there. So listeners, if that is also piquing your interest of like, you've been like, oh my gosh, I'd love to open up my home for some stays, they could be the hourly. So you're not having to remove all your things all the time and be able to sleep in your own bed. How many people do you come across, Ashley, that do that on just their primary residence?
If I had to put a number to it, I'd say 60 to 70% of our student base, our community, started out with their primary residence.
We did. Mm-hmm. And how would you do that? Would you guys just leave during the day, go to a coffee shop? Like, what did that look like for you and your husband? And I think you have pets too, or you do now. I don't know if you did then.
Yeah, we do. We did then. We still do. And it's a great question. You can get pretty creative. So depending on the size, depending on the scope, the scale of the booking, if that's something small, like a small corporate meeting with like an executive team that just wanted to get out of their stuffy office for the day and kind of chill in a more, you know, lax environment, they're not going to be doing anything too crazy. Yeah, we'll leave for the day. We'll go run some errands, grab coffee, go get done in the world what we need to do, and then come back to check them out. If it's a bigger scope, you know, a heavier footprint, like a movie shoot, a commercial, just something that has more bodies in the space, either myself, Brett, or one of our site reps, which is pretty much like a site manager that babysits everybody in the space for the day, they'll stay on site to make sure everything is going well. But with pets, yeah, we usually just put them in daycare for the day. The other good thing about location rentals too is that you don't have to open up the entire space. So you can have certain rooms, certain areas that are off limits or locked or whatever. And you can just offer up, like we have so many students that they have a beautiful kitchen space and they only take in people that use the kitchen space to film like cooking shows or cooking content, but they work in their office upstairs and they stay in the home the whole day. So you don't have to open up your whole house. You don't have to open up every single room. You can just have people. We have people that have gorgeous backyards and just have people that rent out the backyard space or the front yard or an ADU in the back. So you can get pretty creative and the money's still great. You're really in the driver's seat to kind of determine, you know, what you want to offer up to guests and what you want to keep off limits.
Ashley, we get a lot of questions about how to effectively be a resource for content creators, right? Like, what sort of contract should we sign? When do we exchange compensation for, you know, photo assets or video assets? When you come to TFEcon, would you be able to speak a little bit to that relationship too between content creators and hosts? Because I know that's a really big question our audience has, because they have such beautiful spaces that they inherently get these DMs from content creators and they don't know how to handle them.
Absolutely. And again, the bookings do look a little bit different than an Airbnb booking. There are different contracts, different agreements, because it's different use terms, right? They're using the space to do things other than just lay their head down at night and wake up and leave. So yes, absolutely. We can talk about all the administrative items, red flags to look out for, green flags to feel comfortable about, and really just how to negotiate that entire transaction, because no two bookings are really the same. There's a lot of commonalities, but it can get different, and it's really important to, you know, advocate for yourself while also not missing out on giving a 5-star service and being a really good host, but making sure that you're protected, you're getting your money, and just doing an all around good job for everyone involved. So yeah, we'll dig into all that.
And I'm going to offer this up on your behalf, Ashley, here, but we are during Ashley's keynote, we are going to do a Q&A. So if there are questions, you know, that come up during her keynote, where there are only certain presenters that we're carving out that Q&A time for, we've carved that out for Ashley. And like we said, if you have a VIP ticket, we're going to have a VIP mixer and she's going to attend that. We're also just going to have an opening mixer and she's going to be there for that. So I just want you to know, listeners, that we're being very thoughtful about every person that we are inviting to TFEcon, because this event is for you. It's for all of us to up level. And Ashley she's not going to be just on stage and then behind the curtain and not open and available. Let's keep these conversations going. And here's the deal. There might be someone sitting at the table next to you that is already crushing location rentals in their area and they can share that with you. But yeah. Ashley is going to be somebody that you are like, I think even just during the small like time that we've been on, if you haven't had a light bulb moment of either your primary residence, something you could do with your short-term rental, or I know everybody's like, oh my gosh, my friend has the best kitchen or the best backyard, or like, you know, my mom, dad, my uncle, whoever. It's like, I think you're probably thinking in your mind now that even if you don't have the location space now, I'm sure you're going to start swiping, looking at a lot things through a different lens. And that's what we're hoping, that everybody that leaves our event is going to, you know, have those new set of glasses on of like, see the world of all this opportunity. And there's so much out there. We've been friends with Ashley for a couple years now, but the reason we became friends with Ashley also is someone else, Deontay Johnson, is going to be talking about experiential design at our event. And you guys, he has a sneaker shop here in Columbus, Ohio, and he bought a property within walking distance. And he has a sneaker wall. Like, it is, it's essentially an extension of his retail location, which is so cool. And I just, those are the type of things that we're going to bring to you at the event of like, wait a second, he owns a sneaker shop, but he's a short-term rental host. And he was already hosting, but saw how he could cater to people that were coming in for sneaker releases, people coming to do business with him. He now has the space for them. And obviously, it's a way for him to diversify his portfolio, but it's also in his own neighborhood where his shop is. And so we know Ashley because of that, but that's what I'm saying, these location rentals, this retail extensions, there is just like the sky's the limit when you have that roof, and you just have to be, or you don't have to have the roof. Like Ashley said, you can have the backyard. Let's give him one little like sneak peek though, Ashley. Again, we know that you have had success all over the country. For instance, I know a while back, just to give them a little snippet, you had someone that maybe had some warehouse space, like just sitting there earning nothing. Can you tell us that story a little bit of a vacant warehouse?
Yes, absolutely. So this was one of our early days, one of our first students. His name was Eric, and he's going to laugh because we always tell this story. And it's just one of our first success stories. Eric was a real estate investor, and he had properties throughout Arizona, New Mexico, Vegas, and San Diego. And he kind of a mixed portfolio of commercial, residential, and kind of mixed use spaces. And he had one particular warehouse in a not so great part of town in Southern California that he just could not get a tenant on. Commercial space, but it was very run down. It had a lot of repairs that were needed for it. And so it was really hard to make moves on it, but he was underwater, losing money every single month, couldn't even sell it. So he was just in a really tough spot. Met with us. We're kind of going through options. We're like, hey, listen, you know, put it up there, put it out there. Let's get this out into the marketplace as a location rental. Let's see what happens. And that's the beauty of this. It doesn't cost to list, doesn't cost to advertise. So there's nothing to lose. Put it out there, see what the market says. You know, the worst they can say is no or nothing. So we put it out there. Within weeks, he's getting inquiries, phone calls, emails from a telenovela, believe it or not, that they were inquiring about using the space to film a season of this telenovela series. And can't disclose the name for NDA purposes, but they ended up signing contract. He ended up getting $60,000 per month for 6 months for this rundown warehouse. And the gag is, the funniest part of this is that they used this space to, as the backdrop of this drug cartel kingpins, like drug warehouse in this telenovela.
I love
it. It worked perfectly. It was the perfect pre-established set. And believe it or not, how much money they spend in production, they were saving money. The production was saving money by not having to build a set to do this and just going on location at this warehouse. And it caught Eric back up on all back payments, taxes, insurance he was behind on. $360,000 for 6 months, couldn't get a tenant. He wouldn't have made that in 10 years with a traditional lease tenant. And so, I mean, he was sold on it. He's pivoted strategies within a lot of his spaces, but that's really just the tip of the iceberg of opportunity with it. And it sounds crazy, but these are the types of things you'll see all the time with location rentals.
And are you, because you don't want to give it away today, but I'm sure part of your keynote is letting the attendees know these top places to list your location. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
And I also want to say too, I have a friend, I forget the movie now, but she's done one location rental in her entire life. And it was a movie, and it was a Jennifer Aniston movie. And literally, like, she wasn't listing her space. I'm pretty sure they were doing location scouting. But I can tell you that one movie changed the trajectory of that property. There's a lot of improvements that have been made after that. She kind of has her dream backyard now. When I say dream backyard, you could basically live out there now. So like that one location rental to her was truly a game changer for that property. So they're out there, definitely.
So we connected with Ashley, like Annette said, you know, a couple of years back. And so she got me thinking, and we have, you know, properties here in Ohio.
Oh, you did that horror film.
We did a horror film. We also did like a pretty big brand that was looking for more of like a natural environment. So we were managing a vacation rental in middle of nowhere, Ohio, but it was like, it was a beautiful property and had a lot of trees around it. And so there was a 3-day location shoot there. And I just went to Ashley's content and helped my owner and myself make that a success. And so that's in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. It wasn't even Columbus, Ohio. It was literally like between Columbus and Cincinnati, this brand came and spent money at our property. Mm-hmm. And it was a fantastic experience. So we are just so excited, Ashley, to have you here in Columbus in just, we're several weeks out now, everyone. So if you don't have your ticket yet, now's the time to get it. Early bird pricing in super soon.
And we are going to ride Ashley's Prices Right high. And Ashley's going to be emceeing some games. And Sarah and I are really excited. We have some sponsors that are giving away just some amazing prizes. So we are going to gamify this event too. And I know Ashley's excited about that. But Ashley, what are you most excited about speaking at TFEcon and being with everyone?
You know, one, I'm excited to see you guys. Haven't seen you in a minute. So excited to see you again. But I'm just excited to connect with all the amazing speakers that are going to be there. There is already, I mean, I've seen the list. There's going to be a ton of value. It's going to be a lot. And I'm 2 days of experts within their industry. I'm excited to meet them, learn from them, you know, apply a lot of the things, you know, within my own business, but also really to just teach as much as I can. I'm so passionate about meeting people, learning about everyone's business, their market, their properties, how they got into it. I'm such an entrepreneurial, curious person. And so I'm excited to connect and really give value where I can, help out, answer questions. It's nice to be home too, you know, maybe I'll invite my mom to come.
Of course. Yeah, we'll give her a shout out from stage. But listeners, please, hopefully this has gotten you excited thinking about your property in different ways, but also just another reason to come out. We want to hang out with you. And then you're going to learn all this. I mean, I'm hoping like after Ashley's keynote that we get like so many emails of people that are taking her advice and listing on these alternative sites and getting these location bookings. And then hopefully this is a challenge for a listener out there. I want someone to email Sarah and I and say, I want to be a guest on your show because I just had the most amazing location rental after they come to the event and they make that happen. And so that'd be a really fun episode to circle back to.
Yes. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for your time. We cannot wait to see you in Columbus, Ohio super soon. Listeners, head to tfecon.com, use code podcast for an extra discount off of these early bird tickets. You have until August 24th, so hop to it. With that, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group,
This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.